and welcome to Park the Bus, the podcast that talks everything Scottish football from up and down the country. It's me, Andy Dixon, and I'm joined with,
of course, Kieran Hunter.
And we're here. It's the Scotland squad's just been announced. We thought, it's just as we're recording, we thought we'd just give maybe a 10-minute wee chat on that. So it's obviously two international friendlies. We're in a really weird position where we can actually play friendlies, knowing we've already qualified for a tournament. And try and just work out what our best 23-man squad is. So Steve Clark's got two games coming up. On Friday the 22nd of March, we're playing Holland away in Amsterdam. And then at home on the 25th of March, it's Northern Ireland at Hampden. So he's announced more than a 23-man squad, which he obviously can do.
Do you want to run through the goalkeepers and defenders, and I'll do the midfield and attack?
Yes, have you got them there? Just because mine's isn't there.
Oh, have you not?
I was using the... Thing. Right. Took a we are they've actually thingied, and I'm just that old that I'd probably get mixed up. So we've got goalkeepers, we've got four. We've got Xander Clark, Craig Gordon, Angus Gunn and Liam Kelly. Defenders, Liam Cooper, Grant Hanley, Jack Hendry, Scott McKenna, Nathan Patterson, Ryan Porteous, Anthony Ralston, Andrew Robertson, John Souttar, Greg Taylor, Kieran Tierney, and Kieran.
And then our midfielders are, of course, Stuart Armstrong, Ryan Christie, Lewis Ferguson, Billy Gilmore, John McGinn, Kenny McLean, Scott McTominay, and then up front, Shea Adams, Lydon Dykes, and Lawrence Shankland. So, we will start from the back line and move our way up the park. Goalkeepers. Craig Gordon's back.
Craig Gordon is back. Probably rightly, I would say. I mean, he's obviously fat. He's played three games since he's come back from injury, but I think he's proved in all three games he still has the ability. We always talk about Steve Clark being loyal to players and stuff like that. I think that we know that he is loyal to the players, the people that he trusts, and I think that coming later on and when we talk about strikers, I think that he knows what Craig Gordon can do. He's watched Craig Gordon enough over the three games, I'd imagine, to see that Craig Gordon can still be there, and it's probably a no win, at least in this squad, to get to see him up close as well for that week, to see what he's like, if he's getting back in one of the games, because you've got four goalkeepers in there. You can change your goalkeepers about for a half each. You don't even need to do a half each. You've got them there, so you've got the goalkeepers in that squad. I think, obviously, your Angus Gunn probably is going to be your number one. I don't think he's the best goalkeeper in the squad, but I think he's the number one goalkeeper. I think Big Xander's had a really good season. I think that sometimes a better coach at club level would maybe help him. And then, obviously, Craig Gordon as well. I think we've got the funny bit, as I reckon that the Hearts number two is in front of the Hearts number one in the Scotland pecking order. And then Liam Kelly, who has probably had only been one Hearts goalkeeper, number three. Mm-hmm. So I don't think there's any differences. I don't think there's any shocks, anything no. else. I think that he's taken the four goalkeepers because he can. Mm-hmm. He's got to narrow that down to three. I think what he's checking is, personally, can he take Craig Gordon and Xander Clark at the same time?
Yeah. It's an opportunity for Clark to obviously, you know, use the rotation, and hopefully he uses it to advantage. I mean, of course, you're looking at that, as me and Andy said, that's a half each, obviously, yeah, throughout the two games. So again, it's telling, and this is what these friendlies give an opportunity to do. So I think Angus Gunn, obviously, people jumped on that sort of criticism where, you know, we thought, well, Angus Gunn, obviously, maybe better goalkeepers there, but of course he came in and he had a couple of really good games for Scotland. So we'll see what the goalkeeper situation is going to be over those two friendlies. Moving on to the defenders, not a lot of change. It's your usual sort of call-ups, which I think is good to see. Hopefully they remain fit. Great to see Kieran Tierney sort of back in there as well. Obviously, Kieran Tierney's had a few issues with injuries and stuff like that. So hopefully he remains sort of sustainable throughout the squad. Anthony Ralston, do you think...
Right back cover, isn't it?
Yeah, aye. I mean, Anthony Ralston's maybe not had exactly the greatest season ever.
You've not got Hickey, that's the...
And you've also not got Hickey there either.
Because his injuries.
Which is a bit disappointing. So hopefully Hickey will be back Will he get the call up? Who knows? Because I think Hickey's been decent when he's been called up for Scotland, and he's been even more decent at club level. But again, it's the usual suspects like Sir Grant Hanley, Scott McKenna, Patterson as well has been called up again. It's good to see that in terms of the defensive line.
Right, so I'm going to just talk about maybe Steve Clarke if he didn't put more defenders and midfielders and attackers combined. But do you think that he's maybe missed a trick by not maybe? Like, I would say that Stephen Kingsley's been excellent for this since December, and I think that if there was anybody that I think for Hearts maybe missed it, it would maybe be him. Going forward, like somebody like Alan Forrest, maybe Dan Armstrong, like things like that, players like that, right? But do you think that by not having Josh Doig, I know Josh Doig's back in the 21s, but somebody like Doig, who really after, like if Hickey's not going to make the tournament because of injury, if anything happens to Robertson or to Tierney, because Tierney's obviously just come back from an injury as well, I mean, somebody like Josh Doig would be quite a good backup. He's playing in Serie A.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Scottish player playing in Serie A every week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, he's probably playing well. And Greg Taylor, he plays well. Greg Taylor's he's a good fullback. But do you think maybe he's missed out by maybe not taking Doig, giving him that wee chance? The same way you're taking four goalkeepers, is maybe mix it up, add an extra couple of players that maybe to come with you.
I think you're right. I think Doig, obviously, as you said, he's having a cracking season abroad, and I think it would have been good to see him maybe called up. But again, it's about your options. And Danny Armstrong, I mean, listen, Armstrong's the top assister in the league. He's had an incredible season at Killie. He's been consistent for us every week, and Danny Armstrong's just one of these nippy players.
Yeah.
And people hate playing. And of course, the usual rumours were about Danny possibly going to Ibrox in January, and thankfully those rumours got put to bed. But obviously, Armstrong is a midfielder. He's not a defender, but of course, we know that Clark likes to play a back five. But I like it. I'm quite content with it.
Yeah.
I think it doesn't look any different to what I think will be called up for the Euros. I think moving on from defenders, though, as Andy pointed out, Clark likes to call up more defenders than he does midfielders, and of course there's reasons for that. But not a lot of difference again in the midfield. I think that's, when you look at that midfield, is it fair to say that's your Euros? That's your Euro squad. Great. I mean, McTominay, for me personally, I think he's the best player in the team. People will tell you it's McGinn, who, you know, has had a captain at Villa. Villa have had an outrageous season this season as well.
Do you think, though, that somebody like Lewis Ferguson goes under the radar for how good a season he's having in Serie A as
In Bologna, and they love him over there.
Yeah, if you think that a player that's tearing it up in Serie A can't get in the Scotland team. But it's just how good, I think Billy Gilmore as well, he's been quite underrated at Brighton, but I think Ferguson, it'd be good to see Ferguson get a wee bit more chance in that midfield for a couple of these games as well, because it must be difficult for him, because he's how well he's playing to get in there, but it'd be good to see him, obviously, again, you're probably right, I think maybe one of them misses out, maybe a Stuart Armstrong was probably if one player just about for every position drops out.
Yeah.
It might be him, but
Stuart Armstrong feels like he's been in the Scotland squad for decades.
Yeah.
He's just this name that's constantly there, but he's a good player to have in there, apart from when he's making mistakes against England. But
I think he likes it. I think this is half the reason as well. But
yeah.
What's not there isn't any of your English, the ones that they've talked about, or the English, like all these English-based players, your Livin Torno, your Harvey Barnes.
Yeah, of course, these were names that were mentioned, obviously.
There's another one as well, and I can't think who it is.
The Harvey Barnes one, he's the lad, he's at Newcastle.
Most of them are at Newcastle.
He was one, but he's also, a lot of people have actually talked about him being called up for England, and if there's going to be an opportunity for that laddie to get called up, then, you know, fair play. But I think with that midfield, it's definitely the midfield that I'd be taking to the Euros.
Yeah.
There's not much I would change about it. And I think Andy's right. I think Ferguson should maybe get more of a sniff in. I think these friendlies are an opportunity to do that, because he's had a very good season over in Italy. But McTominay and McGinn, McLean gives me a lot of hope.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll move on to the strikers, because I know Andy is choking to talk about this. So the strikers, I'll start off with the first two, which is, of course, Shea Adams and Lydon Dykes. I think your usual front two, I think they're your more formidable ones. I think if you look out of our forwards, because our forwards is somewhere we probably lack in when we look all over the park. I think Adams is that big, strong, physical player. He holds up play well. I think Lydon Dykes has got the potential to probably be more than what he is. But he's done well at club level and he deserves to get the call up. But again, it's a good link-up play. But the man of the moment, I think we have to talk about, is of course Lawrence Shankland,
yep.
Who has had unquestionably an incredible season at Hearts and Midlothian. Hearts themselves have had an outstanding season in the league and in cup competitions. Shankland's finally been given the call up again as well from recent fixtures. Andy, two questions I have. First question is, how's Shankland going to go in these friendlies? And the next question is, is he going to get in the Euro squad?
So one, I thought that, I'm surprised he's there. I think that, and to be fair, there's a bit of me that thought he wouldn't get picked. And you think you're sentimental because of the season he's had. But at the same time, he didn't get in the squad in November. Basically, he had a really good season last year as well. He still scored 28 goals last season. And he still wasn't, he had scored against in Europe and against Rangers and everything else. He still didn't get in the squad initially. He was still picking Jacob Brown. And there's a bit of me that thinks that Clark doesn't fancy him, and I think this is to do with what he's seen. I think that depending on what he's seen before, what I'd say is that I think Clark, Shanklin starts. I'd start Shanklin against Germany. I think that he does. He can hold the ball up well. He's not as physical as Lyndon Dykes, but he holds the ball up well.
He's the goal scorer out of three of them.
Oh, he's the goal scorer out of the three.
He's a better goal scorer than Dykes.
Well, that's not even a question.
But.
Like, I think he starts. I think he starts the first friendly against Holland. I think that you would say that Sheridan's maybe a more natural striker than Lauren Shankland. Yeah, maybe he is. But I think Shankland's on form.
I disagree.
But what he does is that I think that I've always said that Clark's not liked him for his work rate because I think he's got a reputation as a poacher. He's not a poacher at all. If you watch him, he's back forward. He's back. We take everybody back for a corner, so he comes back for corners. He's back. He comes into the midfield. He drops deep to win the ball, to then go forward. And sometimes it's to our own detriment because he's the one starting the move. He works really hard, and with that midfield, I think that he'll definitely prosper in there. I think he starts. I think that's the best three strikers we have.
It's the best three.
Maybe a cynical Hearts fan, obviously, is like, oh, he's Clark doesn't fancy him, but I generally believe at points Clark hasn't fancied him because of the players he's picked. And I think that it's similar to what Ryan Poch has happened. He called Poch up, and regardless of how well Poch has played, he dropped him, and he didn't pick him for a good wee while. And now obviously Poch is starting every week. So
it's the best three that we have, and it's the right three, I think, more importantly. I disagree with Andy. I think Shea Adams is a better centre forward. I think he's got that physicality about them. I think he's the strongest out of the three. And I mean, the game against Denmark, Adams was just head and shoulders above every player in that park when we beat Denmark in the qualifier.
That's what I said. He's probably the better finish and the better goal scorer, yeah. The better striker, but Shanklin's more informed.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, I think with what, 50 goals and 66 appearances, I think it tells its own story for Shanklin. And but no, it's certainly the three I'd be taking to the Euros. There's not much to be questioned there. But I think a summary of it all, I think the most interesting one's going to be the goalkeepers. That's going to be telling. I mean, so the Northern Ireland and Holland games are obviously going to be the 23rd and 26th of March, you said, Andy. 22nd, 25th. Oh, well, Tuesday. Just a wee point on that, actually. So just a wee story for you, Andy, and all the listeners. I got the match package for the Nations League me and two of my mates. It was £120 for the Poland, Portugal and Croatia games, so that works out about £40 ahead.
I'm just looking for my invite there.
Oh well, this was of course with another couple of mates that who as one's a Celtic fan, the other's a Chelsea fan, mates. So I don't know if you would have got on with
Mark.
Them very well.
I know Mark.
Oh no, it's not Mark.
Is it not Mark?
No, it's an artist. Actually, both of them are Chelsea fans, but one of them also supports Celtic. But But no, so the Nations League, we're going to that. I quite fancied the Northern Ireland game, and I thought, friendly, 20 quid, maybe, 25 quid. I thought that'll be decent to go through on the Tuesday night. No, it was £35 for an adult ticket. And the price above that was the 40 quid. And there was no prices for any concessions. It was all adult and senior. So I thought, nah, I don't think I'll bother with that. So it'll be interesting to see how big a crowd we actually take for that Northern Ireland game. But I think the prices are pretty outrageous for the friendlies. I don't understand why they're at those prices. But of course, Northern Ireland always usually do bring a decent support to Hampden. And then, of course, we've got another two friendlies coming up just before the Euros in Gibraltar away and Finland at home, which will be a nice send-off before the Euros. But we'll come to those games when they come around.
Yep, absolutely. So that's us. I would say that's us. I mean, it's just a wee bit of Scotland. So, again, thank you very much for listening. We've been part of the bottom, part of the bus, even, I should say. You can get us on all your streaming sites. You can get us on all the social media sites as well to tell us how wrong that we are. Now, we are also sponsored by Sharna, the independent fashion brand based in Scotland with Swedish soul. As a listener, you'll get yourself 10% off. All you need to do is go into their website and use the promo code Kieran Hunter.
The promo code is ParkTheBusPod.
Well done. All one word.
Got it written down.
Yeah, absolutely. So you just need to go in there, get yourself some new gear. There's a few Scotland-inspired gear as well in there too. So again, thank you very much for listening. It's a bye for me.
And it's a bye for me.